Nice to see the steps filling back up after a long summer, right? I know it's not completely full yet, but we are looking at Psalm 1 this morning as we dig into God's Word. It's just a beautiful, beautiful poetic psalm that really sets the stage for what we see in the Psalter. So this is Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. This is God's word. Will you pray with me? Father, we ask that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your word into our lives. May we be a people who are marked by your instruction, who strive to live according to it, not because it earns your favor, but because you have already given us so much of your favor. We pray for your grace when we stumble. Open our hearts and minds, Lord, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I was thinking this week about just various points in my life. And I was kind of thinking that, I wish I had one of those books, those big yellow books, you know, that say how to live life for dummies. It would be so nice if at certain points in my life I had one of those that I could flip through and learn about different areas of life. I mean, you think about this. I was just a very, very young guy when I kind of fell upon fatherhood. Now I fell upon it. Don't worry. I know how it works. But. But at any rate, being such a young guy, I'm kind of clueless when you step into this thing, though. I mean, here I am. I think I was like 21 years old, and I've got this child I'm responsible for, this life that I'm called to cultivate and to grow. I was kind of clueless. And then you add two more little girls into the mix, and boy, life just got crazy. You want to hear some horror stories about being the only guy in a household of four girls? Holy cow, let me tell you. But then you take that story and you add into the mix a little boy after having girls and feeling like I finally got this down, and then the Lord throws a boy in the mix, and I'm just like, oh, wow, what do I do? And then just the simple fact that I did all this while married. Have you ever had any interaction with someone of the opposite sex? Because it's difficult. it's not easy, right? We clash, we do things that are very much the opposite of what we probably should. And we really wish that those are those moments when we had that instruction manual, that how to live life for dummies sort of book. Now this is not an unusual thing though. This is kind of how the world works though. We live life, we step into things, or rather we're kind of just thrown into things, And we're meant to figure it out. You know, it's like, boom, here you go. Huh? You're a parent now. Enjoy. Boom, you're married. Now you got to meld two lives together. Good luck. And that's kind of how it feels sometimes, right? It feels like it's like you're making your own way. Like you're left alone to just do this thing called life. And so an instruction manual would be very good at times. And that's the narrative that our culture feeds us, though. That we're able to just sort of go through life to make our own way. And to make your own way, well, that's a good thing. In fact, that's one of the top things that you can do. You don't need to adhere to other people's advice, per se. You can make your own way. And your way is the way. And nobody can speak against that. That's the narrative we very often face in our culture. But Psalm 1, well, it paints a very different picture of what life should look like. In fact, it reminds us that in some way, shape, or form, there is a bit of an instruction manual for life. I mean, not one that has the answers to every single thing, but principles, anyways, that help us to get through the good times, through the bad times, through the difficulties, and the good parts of life. And Psalm 1 acts as a bit of an introduction to that instruction manual for life. It starts out, it says, blessed, or we could even say happy, is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, law here is probably if you know any Hebrew, or if you've heard any Hebrew, this is probably a fairly familiar word to you. It's the Hebrew word Torah, which very often refers to the first five books of the Old Testament. That is the Pentateuch, we'll often call them. The books of Moses, the books of the law of Moses. Very often when people see law or think of Torah, that's what we think of. But at its basic definition, the word Torah also can mean instruction. And that is probably what this psalm is pointing us to as at this moment. It says, blessed is the one, or happy is the one who lives according to the instruction of the Lord. It's in the instruction and the understanding, the ways of the Lord, that we find blessedness, blessing, happiness. Not in this mantra, this daily mantra that we get of make your own way, of your way is the way. Psalm 1 says in stark contrast that is not where you find blessing or happiness. Not at all. But why is that? Why would we find blessedness or happiness in the instruction of the Lord? Why can't we go out and make our own way and expect that that's going to make us happy in the end? Well, as all good stories do, the answer to that question starts in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, as we've come to know it, of course, and that in verse 27 of Genesis chapter 1, it tells us that in the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. God created us. And therefore, we find our purpose and our meaning in this life when we live according to the instruction, according to the way by which the Lord has made us, has created us to live. And Psalm 1 kind of opens the floodgates of what it means to live according to this instruction, this way of the Lord. Because Psalm 1 opens for us the entire Psalter, the entire book of Psalms. Now, don't get me wrong, when we understand this, when we submit ourselves to the way of the Lord, the instruction of the Lord, life doesn't become all peaches and cream, all beautiful and flowers and roses. No, it can often become more difficult and more hard. But Psalm 1 reminds us that there is a way to get through these times. There is meaning behind them. And God is with us in the midst of those times. So think about this. Is there a moment in your life when you are happy? When life is going good? Then praise God. Thank goodness that you are prospering, that things are going well in your life. There's Psalms in the Psalter for that, to help you, to show you what it means and what it looks like to praise the Lord in the good times. Are you dealing with difficulties in your life? Are you sad? Are you going through a dark moment? There are Psalms in the Psalter that teach us to cry out to God. There are Psalms that at moments call God to the carpet and say, why God, why is this happening? The Psalms walk us through those moments in life. Need wisdom. The Psalms tell us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. True wisdom is found first and foremost in our relationship with the Lord. Now we see a stark contrast in Psalm 1 as well. It tells us that there are two ways to live our lives. It says there is the way of the righteous, that is the one who delights in the law of the Lord, His instruction, His purpose for our lives. Or the second way, the way of the wicked. That is the one who does not. The one who calls his own shots, who is master of his domain, is out to make his own fate. No fate, but what he makes. Now there's no gray area in this either. There's no sort of in the righteous life or sort of in the wicked life. No, Psalm 1 tells us that there are two ways. No in between. The righteous way or the way of the wicked. Now, this is one of those things that people find so offensive about Christianity. I mean, how could you say that there are only two ways to live life? A wicked way or a righteous way? How could you live life thinking that there are only two ways? But if we think about this, if we remember that it is God who created us, God who ordered us, then it is God's way that is the way of the righteous, the one way by which we are called to live, the way in which we find meaning and purpose, the way we lean into what we were created for from the very beginning. And so all other ways then are contrary to the way through which we were created. But why would we say this to people? Isn't this a way in which we push people away from the faith? As we think about that, isn't it the most unloving thing to not remind people that there are only two ways? That God has called us to live according to His purpose, His instruction. He created us to live in a certain way. And He created us for a certain purpose. We're very high on showing love to people. And we know that people search their lives so often for meaning, for purpose. And so if we think about this, wouldn't the most loving thing be is to share with them that meaning and purpose that is given to us through our Creator, the way of the righteous. This image of a tree in Psalm 1 is one of the most vivid images that we get inside the Scriptures, inside the Psalter for sure. But it's an image that is in some ways a bit deceptive. It's deceptive because as we look at it in the English, it seems as if this tree grows naturally by this stream of flowing water. But the Hebrew tells us a different story. It tells us that this is a tree that was not here naturally. This is a tree that was transplanted here. In other words, to live according to the instruction of the Lord, the way of the Lord is unfortunately not natural to us anymore. It's not natural to us anymore because sin has corrupted us to our very core, our very being. And therefore we need to be remade. We need new birth, newness of life in order to live by the instruction of the Lord and to hear His voice. The beautiful thing about the gospel, though, tells us that Jesus Christ made a way for us to live according to the righteous. That He was willing to come down, transplant us from a tree growing in the desert to a tree growing by streams of living water, flowing, feeding us, giving us fruit in season. That's the picture of the gospel. Jesus made us new. Jesus lived the life that we were called to live, fulfilled our purpose, so that we can just trust in what He has done. And so the question then becomes, what is the way in which you are walking? Are you walking in a way according to the wicked? Or are you walking in the way of the righteous? Trusting that Jesus Christ paved the way, set you free from your shame, from your sin. His free gift is there for all who believe. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You so much that You were willing to come down to be the gardener, to transplant us as we believe in You by streams of living water. Father, we ask for your grace when we fail, and we pray that you would not leave us there, that you would draw us more and more into the way of the righteous. We ask for your blessing. We ask for you to convict us when we go astray. We thank you so much for your grace. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The one is blessed is our song of response. Will you stand if you're able, based on Psalm 1? The one is blessed. Stand if you're able as we sing in response.